This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronics supply chain. Briefing media New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, the electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years. He added that electronics manufacturing has generated 25 lakh jobs in the country in the last 10 years. The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. He said this will generate direct employment of over 91,000 and many indirect jobs.
Aaj finished goods ka import grip stable ho gaya hai aur jyada import nahi hota because we have started manufacturing the finished goods. Is scheme ke baad mein components ki manufacturing jab India mein banne lagegi uska import bhi apne aap kam ho jayega. Ek hame bahut bada significant mindset change lane ki zarurat hai. Mindset change ye hai hame apne import ke substitution ke mindset se bahar nikal ke we must start thinking hame export led growth ke taraf se jana chahiye. Matlab hamari growth Bharat se manufactured प्रोडक्ट्स दुनिया भर में जाए एक्सपोर्ट हो उस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से देखना चाहिए क्योंकि ये जितने भी आप कंपोनेंट्स देख रहे हैं इन कंपोनेंट्स में स्केल इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बहुत लार्ज स्केल पे मैन्युफैक्चरिंग करने से ये वायबिलिटी आती है.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that cabinet has approved inclusion of Koshi Mechi interstate link project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana accelerated irrigation benefits program.
बिहार में कोसी रिवर इज अ मेजर सोर्स ऑफ वाटर फ्लोइंग थ्रू द एंटायर स्टेट और कोसी नदी के पानी को मेची रिवर के साथ जोड़ने का एक बहुत बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट 6,282 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से अप्रूव हुआ है. कोसी मेची रिवर लिंकिंग प्रोजेक्ट उससे कंप्लीट नया इरिगेशन होगा. साथ ही साथ ये कोसी रिवर है और इधर है मेची रिवर, मेची नीचे फिर महानंदा. तो कोसी से मेची को जोड़ने से फ्लड का जो एक्स्ट्रा वाटर है दैट कैन बी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड बिटवीन the two rivers. So this is a river linking project plus irrigation benefits.
Mr. Vaishnav said government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers. He said the impact of price volatility was subsumed by maintaining MRP of DAP at 1,350 rupees per 50 kilogram bag to protect the interest of farmers. The minister also informed that the government has approved construction of 4-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna-Ara-Sasaram corridor, having the length of 120.10 kilometers in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said government has approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. The Lok Sabha has passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024. The bill seeks to replace the Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. The legislation provides for the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities attached to carriers with respect to the carriage of goods by sea. The bill empowers the central government to issue directions for carrying out provisions of the bill and amend the schedule specifying rules applicable to bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India is closely following and tracking the treatment of minorities in Pakistan and taking up the matter at the international level. We now take you live to the event where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing.
ये नए आंकड़े सामने आए हैं. आंकड़े कहते हैं कि भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र मेजर इकोनॉमी है जिसने 10 वर्षों में अपने जीडीपी को डबल किया है. बीते दशक में भारत ने 2 लाख करोड़ डॉलर अपनी इकोनॉमी में जोड़े हैं.
एंड दैट इज द एंड ऑफ दिस न्यूज़ बुलेटिन.